Now, friends, we come here to the 14th chapter of Jeremiah. Now, we are in a section from Jeremiah 14 through 17. And he gave this message here, obviously, during the reign of Jehoiakim. As we saw Josiah the king during the last part of his reign, he ran ahead of the Lord and he fought against Necho, Pharaoh of Egypt at Megiddo, and there at the Battle of Armageddon, while this man fell, Josiah died. And Jeremiah mourned. He was his friend. And then the nation began to drop back into idolatry, and the plunge downward was terrible, and we'll see it here in this section. The first thing that happened was the drought. Now, verse 1, the word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah concerning the drought, and it was a pretty big one, you see, and it had happened way back in the reign of Ahab. You remember Elijah's the one at that time was God's messenger. Well, now here again, and Jeremiah is the messenger for the southern kingdom. God sent a drought upon the people, and that was the thing that was a judgment from God. And the very fact that you see the barrenness of the earth, and you see the ground is cracked. He mentions that because the ground is chapped, for there was no rain in the earth. The plowmen were ashamed. They covered their heads. That's verse 4 of chapter 14. And even the cattle did not calve. And when they did, why, they would run off and leave their offspring because there was no water to drink. And it would mean the death of the calf and the cow also. What a day it was. Now, all of that revealed the fact that God was judging them. This is one of 13 famines in Scripture, and all of them are a judgment of God upon the land. And it was to show the people, as that land was barren and dry, these people had rejected the water of life, the Word of God, and that was the thing that was happening spiritual to the nation. Now, this man, Jeremiah, at this particular time, he went in to the Lord, and he cried out to him. Verse 7, O Lord, though our iniquities testify against us, do thou it for thy name's sake. For our backslidings are many, we have sinned against thee. Now, Jeremiah takes his place with his people as being one of the sinners. No boasting here. It's so easy today for many of God's saints to be critical of other saints, and they almost pray like the Pharisee. I thank you, Lord, that I'm so good. I do this and I do that, and I'm really a separated Christian, and I love you, and I'm just the nicest, sweetest little Sunday school boy or girl that you've ever seen. But old mean Mr. So-and-so over there, he's a dirty old man. And so-and-so, he never does anything for thee. And Miss So-and-so, she's a gossip and all that sort of thing. Now, Jeremiah didn't pray like that. Jeremiah identified himself with God's people, and he said, we've backslidden, and we have sinned. My friend, when you can take your place with God's people and go to God and talk like that, then you are able to go out and say something to God's people about the judgment of God. But until you can do that, I think that we ought to be very quiet about things. So we find this man Jeremiah now taking his place. Now as we move on through this, we find that the darkness is gathering, and the people are stumbling on the dark mountains now. Verse 13, then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, the prophets say unto them, ye shall not see the sword, neither shall ye have famine, but I will give you assured peace in this place. The false prophets were predicting peace and prosperity, and everything's going to be wonderful. And it wasn't. Their lives were such that God must judge them. Verse 14, then the Lord said unto me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spake unto them. They prophesy unto you a false vision and divination and a thing of naught and the deceit of their heart. They're just patting you on the back. You see, Jeremiah's a young prophet. Now he's very much alone with Josiah dead. And so he's wondering, is he giving the correct message or the false prophets? This time, he's not quite sure. He's sure of one thing, that he's given God's word, but he's not sure of himself. That's the picture of this man. And he goes to God about it. And the Lord says, I want you to know the false prophets are lying. I didn't send them. You're giving my message. Now you can see that'll put that man right back on the firing line again. Now he says in verse 17, therefore thou shalt say this word unto them, let mine eyes run down with tears night and day, and let them not cease, for the virgin daughter of my people is broken with a great breach, with a very grievous blow. Now, this message was breaking his heart. Jeremiah was weeping as he gave this message concerning his people. But God wanted the people to understand that that's the way he felt, that Jeremiah was his man, not only giving his message, but expressing his feeling. And I'm of the opinion that today we need to recognize that all of us are witnesses. And if you're a child of God, you're a witness. And you're saying something by your life. And we need to be very careful that when we speak the Word of God, that somehow or another our lives conform to it. That we're not giving it in a cold-hearted manner. That there must be feeling in it. And if there's not, something's wrong, radically wrong.